The major difference now is the Prime Minister's office is now the sole agency looking after the recovery process, and a lot of ministries that are doing reconstruction are setting up their project management unit and looking at the best way to address damages that was done by TC Pump way back in 2015.
So, as we mentioned with Tony just a moment or two ago, I mean, this is really about putting up buildings which, when the next cyclone comes, are in a better state to withstand whatever winds they're hit by.
Yeah, that's correct. The one by the government now is to come up with, if we are building infrastructure, but infrastructure could withstand a Cat 5. And we're also looking at following a proper building code for such infrastructure.
Now, of course, in the immediate aftermath of Cyclone Pam, as the recovery began, a political crisis began to unfold in Vanuatu, which culminated, as many people will know, in a number of MPs and a former Prime Minister being sent to jail. So it must have been very difficult during that first year to keep the recovery on track.
Well, for political-wise, that is another story, but the recovery process was under a department with the Prime Minister, so we continued with the recovery process, and we did get support coming in from agencies, especially our development partners, to assist with the recovery process, and the impact on recovery is still ongoing, and we're looking at further doing that this year and looking into next year.
Presumably, though, the last year, as it were, of the recovery process must have been somewhat easy, because there's been stable government in Vanuatu really for the first time almost in living memory.
Well, we appreciate having a stable government, and a lot has been done since the government came in early last year, and there's still a lot to be done.
What would you see as the key elements that are on the list, as it were, that are still to be achieved? For example, schools, is that still a problem in terms of making sure that all schools are up and running 100%?
All schools are now up and running 100%, but some buildings need to be repaired, and then there's still a lot of recovery that needs to be done at the household level, especially with people at the community where sources of income are not really that good. And they're still struggling to find income that could assist them to really come up with a good building.
The suggestion is that during the recovery process, it's brought the Nevan population and the expat population together as they've worked together on the recovery process. Is that something you would agree with?
Yes. We've seen a lot of cooperation between the private sector and the government, with also people of the community, plus the business community, people coming together and working together to help each other recover from the devastating damages that was caused by TC Pump in 2015.